Welcome to Saturday morning. The Daily Gator Daily Thought today is all about college football and the left's war on competition, and high school football and the left's war on competition, and grade schoolers playing kickball and dodgeball and tag and the left's war on competition, and bullying and the left's war on competition, and, well, the left's war on pretty much everything good about Western culture, like competition. Welcome to another edition of the Daily Gator Daily Thoughts. Today, before I go downstairs, pet my dog to offend radical Muslims, eat bacon, extra thick cut Oscar Mayer bacon, to offend Islamic jihadists, and before I look at women who are scantily clad to make a Daily Gator Daily Babe of the Day, again to offend Islamic jihadists and feminists, I'm going to talk about the war on competition. Why is it the left hates competition? I think it's for one reason. The left doesn't want you to succeed, or doesn't want you to feel successful, doesn't want you to feel like you can do something yourself. Left unbridled, leftism will dictate how you raise your kids, how big your house is, what kind of car you drive, how far you drive to work, what kind of work do you, how much you make, how much you have to pay in taxes, how much everything costs, what your kids learn in school, how you have sex with your wife. Maybe not the last one, but it wouldn't surprise me. how you vote, what kind of government, everything. How many times a day you can flush your toilet, probably. They want control, and people who compete and excel and thrive and succeed, well, those people don't accept leftism very well. They learn to be self-reliant. And self-reliance is bad if you're a leftist, because that means you're not relying on the government. Remember, the left believes all rights, all liberty, all freedom comes from the government. The right believes it all comes from, well, their natural rights. They're God-given rights. They're natural rights. So the government can't give or take those rights away. That's the crucible of the difference between left and right. Always has been, always will be. And remember where you heard that first. Me. Before some famous person goes on TV, says it, and then gets praised for doing it when I've said it for years. Just remember that, folks. Now, I take you to Cedar Grove, New Jersey. I would never take you to New Jersey in real life. I would never take anyone to New Jersey in real life. But for the purpose of this story, let's visit New Jersey. At Moon Battery, great blog, Dave Blunt writes, "The purpose of the jihad against bullying is that it allows our liberal rulers to bully anyone who presents an obstacle in their campaign to reduce America to a land of sniveling wimps." We hear about bullying. It's a serious problem. It can be. And it can lead to very, very bad things. We agree. I have no sympathy for a bully. To me, bullies should get their faces smashed in. Legitimate bullies. But the left has taken bullying and they're trying to pervert it and twist it and exploit it. And have used the definition and bastardized the definition for more evil ends. This is not stopping bullying with the left. It's about behavioral control. Now, CBS2 in New Jersey reports that a long football season is in order for one Jersey school that just had five of their football coaches suspended. As CBS2 investigative reporter Tamara Leitner, what is it about women named Tamara? Something about that name just... forget it. Not going there. Reported Tuesday, the Cedar Grove High School Panthers is a cougar the same as a panther? The cultural definition, by the way. No? Okay, forget it. Have still been hitting the field, but their coaches have been removed from the gridiron for alleged bullying. And for the purpose, I think we should all, to take bullying seriously, we should all say it as bullying. Sounds much more more ominous, doesn't it? What did these football coaches do to get suspended? One student, a former student, named Joe DeFresco, sounds like a cop in San Francisco. I'm Joe DeFresco from San Francisco. Let's go to Costco. He heard that some of the coaches at Cedar Grove were picking on this one student. He said, I think the player asked too many questions during practice, and they gave him the nickname, the Riddler, and drew some question marks on his jersey. And if you're waiting for the punchline, if you're waiting for me to tell you the rest of the dire things that these coaches did to this poor player to get them suspended from between one game and the whole season, it's not coming. Apparently, that's the extent of what they did. Yeah. So giving players nicknames is now bullying. And by next week, it'll be racist somehow. Barstool Sports, another fine website you should visit often, handles this one. Says it perfectly. A huge day for pussification of America. Apparently, coaches giving players nicknames is bullying nowadays. If this happened 20 years ago, every coach in the history of coaching would be fired for bullying. Whole thing makes me want to puke. It's not even like this was a bad nickname either. It's not like they nicknamed the kid Obama. I mean, or Biden or something. It's not even like the big nickname was bad. True. The player asks a ton of questions. The coach calls him Riddler. It makes perfect sense. More importantly, my question is, who in their right mind would ever want to be a high school coach nowadays? Can't criticize the kids. You can't yell at them. You can't care about winning. You can't teach them lessons. All you can do is nod your head, smile, and tell everybody how great they are. Pizza party after the game. It's a joke. Hey, newsflash, the world isn't all gumdrops and candy canes. If you don't have thick skin, it's going to eat you up and spit you out. The sooner kids learn this, the better. But no, let's suspend these coaches and teach these kids that tattling gets their way. Very well said. Very well said. Again, the left will tell you, well, we're doing this for sensitivity. We don't want to bruise any. We don't want to harm anybody's self-esteem. Self-esteem is the most important thing in the world, right? Odd that the left holds self-esteem up so high and uses it as an excuse to erode people's freedom of speech and erode some of the normal things in Western culture. Best culture in the world, by the way. Sorry, Muslims, if you don't like hearing it. It's the truth. Sorry, third world countries, if you don't like hearing it. It's the truth. But they take self-esteem. But if you really look at the left, they hate individuals. They don't want you to have any self-esteem. They want you to be totally dependent on the government. Now think about all the things we've seen bullying brought into this thing about sports and no celebrations. So if a player scores a touchdown now and drops a knee and points to the sky, oh, 15-yard penalty. You know, a player points at the defender that can't quite catch him, taunting a little bit, spikes a football, 15-yard penalty. And now they're going to be on 15-yard penalty in college football. Not sure about high schools. But in college, they'll take the touchdown away. Guy just broke an 85-yard touchdown run, broke eight tackles. But if he, you know, points or spikes the football or does a little dance, take touchdown off the board. 15-yard penalty. I mean, we've gone this far into the pit of absurdity here. We're punishing kids for succeeding. Ultimately, that's what this is about. And let me tell you something. In the real world, if I'm that cornerback and I get burnt by that wide receiver and he points his finger in my face, it makes me want to light him up the next time he goes across the middle. Of course, I can't do that anymore because I'll get a 15-yard penalty for tackling him. Or targeting him will get me kicked out of the game now. And helmet-to-helmet contact, well, let's look at a football player. If you tackle somebody with your shoulder, up around their upper body, you've got a helmet, they've got a helmet, there's a good chance there's going to be helmet-to-helmet contact. That's just the way it is. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty in NFL. It'll be a fine. The fact is, football is a rough sport, and I don't mind them doing everything they can to make it safe. But at a certain point, you have to accept that football, it has physicality, it has contact, it has collisions, and it's dangerous. And that's another aspect of this war on bullying and keeping players safe and keeping their self-esteem intact. We're destroying competition. We're punishing those who succeed, those who excel, because the left doesn't see that as fair. It's not fair. It's not equal. You're faster than him. Why can't kids play tag in school in many places? Well, little Sally isn't as fast as little Becky and can never catch her. Think of little Sally's self-esteem. How will she ever, ever marry a metrosexual, have a hyphenated last name, and grow up to be a good left-wing activist? If you can't catch Becky in tag, a dodgeball. Little Billy's going to get it in the head because he's not the fastest, most athletically gifted kid. And Stan and Mark are going to, pound the ball off his face. And if little Billy grows up getting hit in the face with balls, how's he ever going to be a... I'm not going there. The point is, kids... Some are more athletic, some are smarter, some are both. Teaching kids to wimp out and not try, it doesn't teach them anything. I've tried things before, not been that good at it, but I've had coaches, teachers that say, hey, you try, good effort. And I understood that. I am a competitive person in every aspect. I don't think I go over the top of it. Some people do. But in this blog, if I am listening to a radio show and hear some blogger referenced, and they are getting credit for doing a story I did or Ed Daly did, it ticks me off. Where's my credit? Where's his credit? See, competition is healthy. It makes you want to exceed, to excel and thrive and be better and better and better and more successful. But the left doesn't see it as equal or fair. And if it's not fair, it's not equal. The left wants to erase it. Because we can't have people thinking as individuals, because that gets in the way of the common good. That gets in the way of, again, leftist ideals. So as you watch college football today, as you watch Florida stomp a mud hole in Tennessee's arse, Tennessee in their creamsicle uniforms, as you watch that, understand that the players out there, the ones getting beat on a play, they're going to be driven to do better the next play. Failing makes them better, because it makes them not want to be embarrassed, not want to have the coaches yell at them. College coaches can still yell at players for a while. Wait a few years, they'll be under attack. But it makes them want to excel. Major League Baseball star strikes out. He remembers that pitcher. The next time he faces that pitcher, he wants to hit the ball 500 feet. A pitcher who gives up the home run, next time he faces that batter, he wants to strike his butt out. Excelling is good. Competition is good. It teaches us lessons and makes us better and better prepared for life. But if we're better prepared for life and better and more self-reliant, well, we can't be dependent on the government now, can we? And that's the real truth behind the left's war on bullying and competition and celebration. Y'all enjoy your weekend. Good night. Good morning. God bless. Whenever you listen, go Gators. Remember, if you're left, you just ain't right.